I'm excited about today's chapter. Acts 10 is one of my favorite chapters in the New Testament. It gives the 30,000-foot view of why we pray. It does this by telling a story of two separate guys, an Italian and a Jew, and how their worlds intersected through prayer. It reminds me of something I've often heard said, the more I pray, the more coincidences happen. Coincidence is just another name for the providence of God and the activity of God in our daily lives that is doing connecting and intersecting situations that had no other way of being connected. Peter and Cornelius were about to have that intersection. They are more than 30 miles apart, and God was set to bring their two worlds together. There is also a wider gap between their ethnicity, Gentile and Jew, and God brought that together also. Let's read about the first Italian in the Bible. This is Acts 10, 1 through 6. There was a man at Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort, a devout man and one who feared God with all of his household, and gave many alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. About the ninth hour of the day, he clearly saw in a vision an angel of God who had just come in and said to him, "Cornelius." Fixing his gaze on him and being much alarmed, he said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial before God. Now dispatch some men to Joppa and send for a man named Simon, who is also called Peter. He is staying with a tanner named Simon, whose house is by the sea." If Cornelius didn't pray, then how would he know about Simon, also called Peter, in a city called Joppa, staying with another Simon who has a leather business near the sea? Oh my goodness, incredible instructions from prayer. This is why I pray. There are things you will never know if you don't pray. I've heard it said, when I work, but when I pray, God works. God was working in Acts chapter 10. Listen closely. Those who don't pray are boring. You miss the exciting extras God adds to your life. Prayerlessness is a boring existence for a Christian. George Mueller, the 19th century pastor who housed and cared for orphans in Bristol, England, believed that 4 hours worth of work and 1 hour of prayer could accomplish more than 5 hours of work. Prayer is the work which opens up and intersects worlds that would never have come together, just as it did in Acts chapter 10. I believe when I pray, three things happen. I go places I never would have gone, I meet people I never should have met, and I go through doors that never would have gotten through. Prayer brought together an Italian and a Jew had nothing in common in their own minds. But there was a bigger purpose in God's mind. Prayer widens the boundaries beyond your zip code, geography, and relationships. Now here's the intersection. While Cornelius prayed and sent his men to get Peter, it says this in verse 9, "On the next day, as they were on their way and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray also. While Peter is praying, men were coming to see him. Peter received a vision and the voice of God as a knock on the door from these men happened." Here it is in verses 19 through 20. "While Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Behold, three men are looking for you, but get up, go downstairs, accompany them without any misgivings, for I have sent them.'" Those were Cornelius' guys. Two men's prayer lives brought an intersection that never would have happened. And God brought the Italian and the Jew together. That's what prayer does, and that's why we pray. Peter went with the men to Cornelius' house and preached to them. And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message in verse 44. This is off the charts. It was the Gentiles' Pentecost in which men and women were filled with the Holy Spirit and then baptized in water. And a few verses later, verse 47, Peter said this like it just happened to them in Acts chapter 2. All of this happened because two men pray. This is why we pray. Who knows who we'll meet today? Who knows what door will be open? And who knows where God will send us? Louis Lamont, a 17th century monk, couldn't have said it any better of why we pray. These are his words. "A man of prayer will do more in 1 year than another man will do during his whole life."